This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Well, Trump's totally surrounded by globalists and heathen. He's been deserted by most other pieces on the board, but this pawn is still in the fight because it's about ideas, not about just these chess pieces. And we can be resurrected, ladies and gentlemen, politically. Physically, an individual dies, but ideas are bulletproof, as V said in People Vendetta. Andrew Tate's going to host the last 4 minutes of this segment. Then I'm going to come back and give you some inside baseball, some really important info, and then John Rappaport's going to take over. But Andrew Tate, you've been on fire particularly today. Go ahead and close this out.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the last thing I want to talk about, I get asked a lot constantly about this vaccine and if I will be taking the vaccine. And I want to make it very, very clear that I will be doing my utmost to resist allowing any vaccine to be injected into me for a disease which cannot hurt me. It is widely accepted and reported that COVID-19 has an over 99% survival rate. Why do I need an injection if my body and my immune system has a 99.9% survival rate? I'm already immune to this disease. I can beat this disease. This injection, in the best possible case, is useless. In the worst possible case, it is going to harm me. It is going to hurt me. And the fact they are trying to mandate this, and that's what they will do. They will do it slowly. They will not mandate it by law because there'll be mass uprising. They'll mandate it slowly. If you want to work here, you need the vaccine. If you want to go here, you need the vaccine. If you want to travel, you need the vaccine. You can't get on a plane without the injection. The never-ending small encroachments of freedom. That's how they take your freedom away. Not all at once. The only mass freedom-stealing exercise I've seen are these lockdowns. In general, they do it little by little. And they're doing it with this injection, which has not been tested. We have no long-term testing. It's the quickest instruction of and discovery of a vaccine in human history. We have no idea what the side effects could possibly be. And they're telling you for your own safety, even though your body is perfectly capable of beating this disease, you must take this injection. If that does not inspire some degree of resistance in you, you must sit there and question, why do they want me to take this injection so badly? What is possibly in this injection? Maybe the injection won't hurt me. Okay, but why do they want me to take it so badly when my body can already beat it? And I'll tell you something. There's a few people who have taken the injection and they seem to be perfectly fine. We can talk to them in 10 years from now. But I have another theory. And my theory is very, very simple. There is no bigger and no better power control. There's nothing more than a control freak would love than to force people to take a meaningless injection en masse. And if you want the power trip, if you want the power trip of forcing people to inject themselves, you're not going to enjoy it if they believe they need the injection. If they believe they need it, then you're not going to enjoy it the same. How do you enjoy control? You tell people, this coronavirus cannot hurt you. You have a 99.9% survival chance. You are perfectly fine. Go get an injection anyway. Nobody knows what's in it. Nobody knows what the side effects are. Go get it anyway, even though you don't need it, because I said so. That is a power trip. That's all this is. And let me tell you something. There's a level beyond millions of dollars. There's a level beyond billions of dollars. And if you're born into that world, the only enjoyment you can possibly get from this existence is control. That's all they've ever wanted. It's all they're ever going to want. And they will never have enough. There will never be a point where they're happy with the amount of control they have over your life. This is the first pointless injection of very, very many if everybody complies. You do not need that injection because you are fine without it. You were fine without it in 2019. You're fine without it right now. And you're going to be fine without it in 2021. This mass injection exercise is nothing more than a power trip. And I'm telling you, there's going to be casualties. This power trip is going to cost lives. And they have no remorse, no guilt. So when they tell you they care about your safety or that they care about the lives of other people, you can know it is absolutely a fallacy. They don't care who dies. They just want to see you, the second-class people, the people below them. They want to see you decline.
Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products at InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope in a few months, comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your Pollen Block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And, by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months. It's now back in stock as well. They're great products, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Pollen Block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we've got some big breaking exclusive news here for you that I am now authorized to tell you. Going back when I was in D.C. 2 weeks ago, we looked at the date January 6th and we thought that's probably going to be one of the most important times to shoot down the attempted fraudulent installation or installment of the Chinese communist puppet, Joe Biden. That's when they'll try to have a debate about the Senate going ahead and seating the electors towards the 20th and the inauguration. And the stage is being built for the inauguration, but Joe Biden says he's not going to be there because it's going to be virtual. I think that's a bait and switch. He knows he's hated. He wants to say he's not going to have one. I think a day before he'll announce and be there, they're worried about us being there to protest him. Of course, we will if they go down that path. So I began to talk to a lot of folks, and they said, yes, the 6th is a good date to do that. And then you notice Trump, I guess it was in the ether, said, big demonstration coming up on the 6th. I will see you there. Because he didn't even know about the demonstration we had on the 12th until it happened. So we had one a month ago. We had one a few weeks ago. The first one was the biggest one, probably a million people, conservatively half a million. The second one, a few hundred thousand, but a bunch of different groups split up. This one's going to be the big one to repudiate the whole system. And so I began to reach all the different groups and organizations that actually had permits, the different groups, and I learned that no one was putting the money up, even though they had, these groups had the permits for Freedom Plaza, for other areas, and also for the ellipse in front of the White House. And so I put down the first amount of money. We started looking around for some other donors. None came. And then magically a big donor came through and really helped. That was great. Then the Secret Service is worried about where Trump's going to do it. First, they didn't want it at Freedom Plaza. Then they wanted it on the Mall. Then they wanted it at the Ellipse in front of the White House, but spanning out into the larger park. And so that's where it's going to be. And the president has not decided exactly when he's going to speak, but it's going to be him with his supporters on the 6th, probably at about 12:30, right before all of the big debates in the Senate kick off at 1 p.m. Eastern. And so they obviously talked to the different folks that have been involved in this today. And I said, I'm absolutely happy to, go along with whatever. I was just there trying to make sure the place was available and ready. And so now that's the case. But the president really thinks it's important to have people there on the 5th. It's almost more important than the 6th. even though Trump's going to be the big draw, and that is going to be an event that I did partially finance. Another donor came through and financed the event on the 5th that's going to go from about 1 p.m. in the afternoon into the evening. And I'm going to be speaking, Roger Stone's going to be speaking, many others. But what it's really about is all of you. And so you need to get there Sunday, Monday, Tuesday at the latest, because Tuesday and Wednesday are the times. And listen, they've already closed some hotels. They've already said, oh, we don't want these Trump people here. The mayor's already said, oh, COVID, no one's allowed to come in. If you're an illegal alien, that's fine. If you're a criminal, it's fine. But citizens, don't come to D.C. Folks, park your car wherever you want. Sleep on the ground wherever you want. Put tents up in front of the Washington Monument. It's time to stop complying. It's time for civil disobedience. The illegal aliens can build whatever they want. The homeless can put up tents in front of our houses here in Austin or in Los Angeles. But, oh, don't come to D.C. If you're a Trump supporter, don't come here and camp out on your own land, on public land, and saying we're not accepting the fraud that is Joe Biden. But there are hotels in Virginia right across the river. But get your hotels now or come in your RV. But whatever you do, they're going to start shutting the roads down in downtown D.C. on the 5th in the morning. That could change. It could be on the 4th now. But I want to thank you all for your support. I want to thank you all for your prayers. And I told you, we don't have a lot of extra money around here. But I have invested hundreds of thousands of dollars in making sure this happened. And I want you to know that's where your money's been going. And I was spending money into next year's budget that I didn't have. And then a big donor came through, just like in the Bible with the widow's mite, and refilled us right at that point. But still, our coffers are not where they need to be. And so I want to thank you all for your support. I would go to InfoWarsStore.com. Where X2, the good, clean, deep earth crystal iodine, is back in stock. It's been sold out for months. We also have pollen block from specially fed quail eggs from France. It's a natural antihistamine and gets great results, great reviews. That's been sold out for 8 months because the supply chain broke down. We also have winter sun, high-quality vitamin D3 and vitamin K taken under the tongue. Absolutely essential for your immune system. For every virus and every bacteria and everything that's out there, it's the building blocks of the body. D3 is really a hormone. Look into it. That's massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. And we're selling out very, very quickly, so it's going to go back to 25% off tomorrow. It's 50% off today. Also sold out for months. Super Male Vitality is made by a private label by a very famous organization in Utah that makes these super high-end tinctures. This is cold pressed. It's not an alcohol based. It takes about 3 to 4 times the amount of herbs to make a bottle of this because it's not powdered. It's not dried. It's when it's alive and healthy, they press it like wine, concentrate it, and then condense it 3 different times. So they don't just use 3 to 4 times the amount of herbs to press it. They do 3 pressings of 3 different groups, and then they let it, or each group gets pressed 3 times. And then they let it dry out in a vat, and then they keep concentrating it on top of it. That's why people love it so much for stamina, libido, energy. Super Male Vitality powers the InfoWar. It's been sold out for months. Back in stock, 50% off. So X-Tube, Super Male Vitality, 50% off. And then we've got all the other great products there as well. DNA Force Plus is amazing. The fluoride-free toothpaste, the activated charcoal that's really, really, really popular. That's been sold out. That's back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. And a lot of people are like, Jones, man, the system's really pissed at you stepping up like this. They're going to come after you more. They're coming after everybody, and I just can't get in a ditch and put my head between my legs and kiss my ass goodbye. I'm not going down without a full exposure of the globalists. They're doing all these lockdowns and all this election theft because they're weak, not because they're strong. And people need to stop bowing to the mouse that roars. So I know as an audience, you know that. You stood with us. We've stood with you. We love you. We appreciate you. And you finance this. And so you better believe I've committed to you. I'll give you 110%. I may stumble sometimes, but I'll never give in. I'll never give up. I could give out, but that's all in God's hands. So please pray for my stamina and my focus. And please pray for America and the world to awaken. Please pray for President Trump. Please pray for my great crew and the amazing job that they are doing, and we will just all continue to fight together. But I got to tell you, I don't care how you get to D.C. The first event had probably a million people, the next a few hundred thousand. It wasn't because a couple hundred Antifa in the dead of night beat up a few people in parking garages. They think they scared people off from the second event. No, they do that, though, to try to scare people. It doesn't work. We're going to be even bigger this time, so don't let anything worry you. Don't let the crowds worry you. You come there, you be there, you let them know they're not going to steal your vote. The fifth and the sixth, but the fifth is critical. The fifth is critical. We need a giant mass there on the fifth into the sixth. That they try to steal it, continue on. We're coming back on the 20th. This is a fight. Just like you see in Egypt or Romania or wherever, when a government's not legitimate, everybody hits the streets. Well, this election isn't legitimate, and we've only begun to fight and expose these monsters, and we'll never back down. We'll never surrender. And one way or another, politically, lawfully, and legally, Joe Biden will be removed. He is a Chi-Com traitor. Stay with us. Sean Rappaport is about to take over.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
Okay, folks. Hello again. From the bunker. Let's start off with the fake mutation story, because that's what has everybody all agog. This is obviously just a piece of drooling fiction designed to perpetuate the lockdowns, to enforce more vaccinations so that they can say, well, we need 16 vaccinations, different ones instead of one, because it keeps mutating, so everybody like the flu vaccine is going to have to get it every year or even every 6 months. They have no idea what they're talking about. Even within their own crime syndicate, they're sending mixed messages. They're a complete, total mess. There is no mutation strain, a new mutation strain, et cetera, et cetera. It's just a prop job that was designed to occur now as the vaccine is being released to perpetuate them saying, well, you see, we're not even sure if after you get the vaccine that that's going to stop you from transmitting the virus, and you'll be partially protected, but you have to keep wearing the masks, and we have to keep locking you down, and businesses, more businesses will be destroyed, and it's just going to go on and on and on and on and on. That's what they're saying. Through every possible orifice that they can grab of government and major media. How can there be a new strain when they have no evidence there was an old strain? That's the real story, in case anybody's interested. And I've described that story many times here on the show. The documents that our original documents with both the CDC and the so-called Drosten group in Europe, in which they were putting together the PCR tests for the virus, and they readily admitted that they did not have the virus. You know, we're going to make a test for the virus, and this is going to be a really good test, and there's only one problem. We don't have the virus. Well, we don't have the virus because we can't get the virus because nobody has the virus because everybody's concocting stories about the virus. They don't actually have it. It's never been proven to exist. So when they talk about a mutating strain of what? A mutating strain of the story. That's what they're actually talking about. So we're broadcasting today a new mutated strain of the fiction that we began with a year ago, when we reported on what was supposedly happening in Wuhan, where, by the way, everybody is celebrating night and day now, having a marvelous time, partying, everything is fabulous, the economy is wide open, and the Chinese are just laughing at the West for buying the fiction, the original fiction about the virus. That was the operation. That was the covert op, and it still is. It was the exporting of a story about a lockdown model to the West that Bill Gates was prepared to trumpet. So was the CDC and the World Health Organization, and that led to all the lockdowns. So in case there's anybody still out there who really thinks that the introduction of the vaccine is somehow going to mitigate these lockdowns, you can now see that that was a pipe dream and a complete fake idea. Nothing could be further from the truth. The new normal is meant to be permanent. And, of course, here come these people at the UN and the World Health Organization and the CDC and the Coronavirus Task Force, all the little Faucis, et cetera, talking about extending lockdowns as if, you know, it's just kind of an irritation. It's not really a serious problem. It's not as if we're destroying nations, certainly not. No? Really? Their paychecks are secure. Their money is secure. It's only everybody else's that's disappearing. I mean, come on. You know, wake up. Understand what's really going on here. This is the ramping up of the lockdowns. This is the perpetuation and acceleration of more lockdowns that you're seeing. You're seeing in California, you're seeing in New York, you're seeing in other places. The attempt to do this in Austin now, leading to a firefight between the mayor of Austin and the governor of Texas. This is all part of the plan to step up the lockdowns, to make them more serious, more destructive, so that businesses that were on the edge of bankruptcy, but thinking of opening and now trying to open, can't open, shut down one more time, and now hundreds of thousands of more of these businesses go begging and just enter into total ruins, ashes, destruction. So only the insane would believe that the new level of lockdowns is simply an irritation that we have to learn to live with. No. It's the complete and utter destruction of the global economy. It's bringing to a halt the production engine of the planet as the gateway to force everybody into a brave new technocratic world of utter wall-to-wall surveillance, social credit score, currency reset, everybody on the dole, the public dole. You receive checks that may or may not enable you to survive barely by a hair. But even if you do, this money, this new money, is meant to control your behavior, because if you don't obey and do everything that the authorities tell you to do, that the brutal police tell you to do, not only are you going to be isolated and locked down, but your payments are going to be reduced as minimal as they already are, or they'll be wiped out altogether. That's the reality that is here. That's the reality that we're seeing taking more solid shape every day. That's what is actually going on. And so the mutating strain, friggin' baloney, is just one more pillar being put in place to destroy civilization, to destroy populations, to destroy people, humans, to bring them to their knees. And there are answers and there are solutions, but people have to be ready to do something about those solutions and not just say, well, that's not going to work because... No, that's not acceptable anymore. That's not going to work because you got to consider this and that. No, no, absolutely not. You know, that's a bunch of crap. There's got to be answers, and there are, and people have to do something about them. Stay with us on the other side. We'll be back.
3, 2, 1.
Back in stock. It's been sold out for over 8 months. We couldn't get it because the lockdown pollen block is back in stock. Let me tell you real quick about it. For the power of quail egg concentrate, pollen block acts differently than traditional antihistamines, and it's clinically studied to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms by helping to clear sinus passages and aiding respiratory function. It's amazing. Folks absolutely love it. And again, France has been shut down, so we couldn't get it. Now a limited supply is back in stock, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen block, again, is available in this 1 minute ad. I don't have time to tell you all about it, but don't believe me, I have really wanted it back in because it works naturally, unlike some of the stuff that's over the counter that makes you all be speedy and irritable and gives you a headache. This is naturally occurring. It's the secret of how the quail don't have the seasonal distress, and it's passed on somehow through their eggs to us. You chew up the pills. They taste great. It's available again. InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen Block. InfoWarsStore.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
So let's talk about a few solutions. Let's talk about religious leaders, lawyers, business, small business owners. And let's start with the religious leaders. I've talked about this before on the show, but I want to take it further now. We have in this country separation of church and state. That's not an accident. That was not something that was just an afterthought. That was serious, and it still is serious. Religious leaders, by whom I mean anybody that has a congregation, a church, a temple, whatever, that has already organization, audience, congregation, members, they know that their ultimate authority is from God. That is where they go for ultimate authority. That's why they have a church. That's what it's all about. And are we really to believe that these religious leaders think that their God or their text their fundamental text wants lockdowns, wants to destroy the right to earn a living as if God is dictating that, or is God saying something else about freedom, about where ultimate loyalty lies? And these religious leaders have to not only say where ultimate loyalty lies to God and not to the state, but it's time to tell their congregations to rebel against the state dictates the destruction of human life, the destruction of the ability to earn a living, the destruction of money, the destruction of property, the destruction of freedom. All that's going on now, being against God, and therefore the right to rebel against the state, not only through protests, but in the most fundamental way possible, which is by opening up the economy every which way you can. I've talked about this several times on the show. This is the sacred duty of religious leaders in this country and all over the world to tell their congregations to rebel, because their highest duty is to God and not to the state. That has to be clarified and driven home over and over again. Why are we a church? Why do we congregate? Why do we come here in this house of worship? The rebellion isn't just about the ability to gather and to worship together. There are churches that have defied the lockdowns on that basis. Fine. That's just the beginning of it. That's not time to sit back and smugly say, well, we have services and they're every Sunday and the people don't wear masks and so everything is peachy keen. No, it isn't. Where is the deeper doctrine and the deeper and higher doctrine of God as opposed to the state? Where is the understanding of that? So to say to the congregations, you must rebel in every way possible to reopen the world, to reopen your lives, not just here on Sunday, but everywhere, to defy the dictates of the state against God. There was a time when this would have been obvious. Nobody would say, well, what is he saying? There was a time in every early religion where this would have been obvious, and it was obvious. And that's how these religions survived against the state of their day. Just recently reading some early history of Christianity under the Roman Empire. Estimate of 2 million Christians killed, not just persecuted, but killed for their faith, for their duty to God. So now, is that, that's completely outmoded. We don't believe in that. That's ridiculous. Nobody would ever go to that length anymore. Really? Why not? What is God saying? What has God written? Why are religious leaders backing away from saying what is their truth? Why aren't they saying the command is for all the congregation to rebel on behalf of God against the state? Not just to have Sunday services, okay? Not just to be able to gather and pray. Religion is more than Sunday service and gathering to pray. It was always more than that. Always a lot more than that. And as I said the last time I brought this issue up on the show, If the religious leaders, the heads of these congregations, can't bring themselves to tell their membership that their duty is to rebel against the state, then these leaders should confess that and step down. Step down. Move away. During a service, just say to their congregations, I don't have the courage for this. I don't have the courage to go to the length to which I'm supposed to go on behalf of God. I confess it, and therefore I'm stepping down from my position as your leader, and I'm asking right now, here, amongst you, who is brave enough to take over and go all the way? And if there isn't anybody, that church is done. If there is, that person takes charge. It's pretty simple, really. What is a religion? What is religious duty? What is the limit to which a member of a religious congregation is supposed to go? These are the fundamentals. This is not just reading and study and learning and worshiping on Sunday and praying. I mean, if a religion, and we're going back thousands of years in the history of some religion, if these religions, if that's all they were, do you think they would have somehow survived until today? If they were never about anything more than those superficial realities, do you think really they would have survived? I'm not talking about the buildings and the businesses of the churches. I'm talking about the memberships, the devotion. Isn't this obvious? We're in a titanic struggle here. It's a test of faith and courage on many levels and many dimensions. And people have to be awakened to what is happening to us and therefore how far they should be willing to go to defy tyranny. That's a test of faith that everybody, all of us, faces on some level every day in every way. It's not just an occasional question. I don't care who you are, where you are, what you are. On some level of your consciousness, you're dealing with that question of the test of your own faith and courage every day.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, John Rappaport.
Okay, I want to talk about a couple of other groups here besides the religious leaders. Let's take a look at the lawyers, especially the constitutional lawyers, of which we have in this country untold thousands and all over the world. The same. Now, I've met some very good lawyers. I've met a few great lawyers. And I've seen a whole lot of lawyers that I wouldn't go near with a 10-foot pole. But there are enough good lawyers to be filing right now in the U.S. alone, literally thousands of cases in states against the lockdowns. And again, what I mean by defying the state, rebelling against the state, is primarily, aside from protests, is finding ways to reopen the economy every which way we can. To go back to life, to go back to freedom, to go back to the fundamentals as spelled out in the Constitution of the American Republic. It is those principles that lawyers, especially constitutional lawyers, are familiar with. And many of them, many should be filing now, should have already filed thousands of cases against states for illegal, illegitimate, destructive, unconstitutional lockdowns. some of these people say, well, because the cases are not going to work, so why file them? Because we know the thing in the court and the judges and that. I don't care. File the cases. You don't understand how a counter-op works. Simply the filing of these cases, whether they succeed or not, ultimately, can be leveraged into publicity on behalf of what is right and good and true and constitutional. And if you have thousands of these cases being filed and more coming in every day, the accumulation of this wisdom and truth and relentless capacity to embolden the original meaning of the Constitution begins to have an effect on the mind of the public and everybody, regardless of outcome of these cases. So the familiar excuse that's always wheeled out there, well, the case is not really going to work because you see the technical issue comes down to this and so forth, and then we got the precedence of so far cases. I don't care about any of that, okay? That's all a bunch of crap. Lawyers who understand the Constitution know at the most fundamental level this whole COVID operation is entirely fascistic, tyrannical, and destructive of the Constitution. Because if you destroy a person's ability to work and earn a living and destroy that right and that freedom, then you tell me what other freedoms spelled out in the Constitution still have any meaning whatsoever and are not completely null and void, okay? Come on. Wake up. Realize it. I'm talking to the lawyers now. What was your original impetus when you were young and free and still believed in something before you put it all aside for money and deals and this and that and technical issues? And, oh, we have to be talking to our own colleagues and we have to be talking to the media. We're not talking to the people. Yes, you are. The people depend on you. That's what you wanted when you were 17 years old. And you still cared about life, about reality, about the fundamental brilliance of the Constitution as an idea that was put into action. Restore that faith. File those cases. There is no Constitution if the state can, at its whim, declare states of emergency illegally and then not be forced in court to justify those states on the basis of fact and merit and science. You take that away, you destroy the entire foundation of the country. Because then the state can come along and say, well, we have this state of emergency, and we got that one, and here's another one we have to declare. And so this is another reason why we have to lock you down, and we can't let you out of the house, and we can't let you open your business. We have to destroy your business. I mean, the founders never thought that they needed to embed a clause in the Constitution that would explicitly prevent the central government from destroying a business owner's business or destroying the worker's right to work and earn a living. It never occurred to them that such a thing would ever be done to the population. But it's being done now. It's being done now. And implicit in the Constitution, as any idiot or fool can see, is the right to own a business, to work, to earn a living. Because, again, if you take that right out and remove it, what are you left with? No rights, no freedoms, nothing. The entire Constitution, just light a match and burn it up and make an end of it and say, we are all fascists. We are all tyranny. We are all destruction. It's the lawyers that have to step up to the plate, along with the religious leaders, and file cases. It should take 24 hours to write up a filing. Don't give me, 6 weeks and we have to refer to this and that and the other thing. I've seen filings. I know what they're about. You can pull one out of your hat in 24 hours and file it. And it's going to be news if hundreds and more hundreds and more hundreds and thousands of cases against the lockdowns are filed in America and other countries, as they should be, as they must be. This is not something, oh, this is a pipe dream Rappaport is concocting, you know, just in order to say that there's maybe an answer. No, this is a necessity. This is a necessity for any country that has any shred of freedom embedded in it whatsoever, in its founding documents, in its laws. That there be thousands of cases piled upon thousands more filed every day against the state for the illegitimate and destructive and inhumane and murderous friggin' lockdowns. That is reality. Not all this other crap, but, well, we don't know, we're not sure, and the technology, and then there was a precedent case in 1873. That's not reality. That's everything put up there to deny looking at one's own test of faith and courage. We move that out of the way, and what we're left with is the reality of the necessity of filing these cases. And finally, when we come to the small and medium-sized business owners who are being beaten over the head left and right in every possible way and direction, they have to organize. They have to become powerful entities, bar owners associations, restaurant owners associations, hair salon association, barbershop association, shoe repair owner association, and on and on and on. Many associations, because in this case, what we're faced with is strength in numbers. I've seen the heartbreaking, heroic videos like you have of the bar owner who stands up to the authorities as the fines of over several thousand a day are ringing up against him. And he's saying to the camera, we're going to do everything we can to stay open because we know this lockdown is unconstitutional and destroying life, and we want to stand up to it, and so on and so forth. And this guy and his friends are, you know, they're drowning in a sea of trouble brought on by vicious, murderous governors. So there is strength in numbers. I mean, it's just necessity. This bar owner has to get together with other bar owners who get together with other bar owners and form an association so that when they stand up, they are standing up as many, not one. And there are ways to get publicity for this and impress it on people's minds that there are many of these associations that are against the lockdowns and defying the lockdowns and opening up the economy and changing what's happening before us. Many thanks. John Rappaport, see you next time.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.